This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. For the first time, the nation's largest cigarette maker has agreed to settle a smoking-related injury claim. Philip Morris is paying $2 million to a Texas child who was badly burned in a fire allegedly started by a burning cigarette. The deal deviates from the tobacco industry's long-standing legal strategy of fighting personal injury lawsuits. Correspondent Debbie Elliott covers tobacco litigation for NPR and joins us now. Debbie, first, tell us about the details in this case.
Well, this lawsuit was actually brought 9 years ago over a fire in Fort Worth, Texas in 1992. A toddler, Shannon Moore, was severely burned in a car fire that authorities believed started when her mother left behind a smoldering Marlboro 100 cigarette. And rather than go to trial, Philip Morris settled the case for $2 million, setting up a special needs trust for the girl. She was badly burned over 77% of her body, and she lost her hearing in the fire. The deal was reached back in May, but it has been kept secret until now when the Los Angeles Times found out about it and did a report today in their issue.
Philip Morris has never before paid to settle an individual claim for a smoking-related injury, and this is interesting because there were some weaknesses in the case. Some testified that the mother may have lit a cigarette and then inadvertently thrown the lighter on the seat of the car. Has the company's longstanding policy of not settling lawsuits changed?
Not according to the company. Philip Morris calls this a very unique and isolated case that's not likely to be replicated in any other lawsuit, and that's why it's settled, it says. A company official told me that this settlement in no way signals a change in policy and that Philip Morris will, quote, still vigorously defend itself against any and all court claims. He pointed out that only in rare instances has the firm paid to settle lawsuits. The most famous of those, of course, the $246 billion master settlement agreement with states over the public health costs of smoking. Then there was a secondhand smoking case involving flight attendants that was settled out of court, and recently a price-fixing lawsuit that was brought by tobacco growers. Now, those were all large class-action lawsuits that involved multiple plaintiffs. This Texas case is the first time that the company has paid an individual to settle a personal injury claim.
The tobacco industry's strategy of not settling these kinds of cases is based on the concept that if they pay one plaintiff, you open the door to more lawsuits. Is that likely to happen here?
Well, some lawyers say yes, they think so. Dick Daynard of the Tobacco Products Liability Project at Northeastern University in Boston called this dramatic, saying that Philip Morris, the nation's top cigarette maker, has finally paid to settle a case, and he thinks it will encourage some lawyers who might otherwise have been reluctant to take on this kind of a lawsuit to take on Philip Morris and other tobacco companies in court. Still, the industry has a really strong track record defending itself against lawsuits, especially those over cigarette fires. It's never lost one, and most have been dismissed, in fact, even before they ever get to trial. The plaintiff lawyer in this Texas case, Lynn Grisham, says his case was a significant threat for Philip Morris, and it was different because the victim was a truly innocent child who suffered these disfiguring injuries. It was not a smoker who might bear some responsibility for it. He was prepared to make the case that Philip Morris has long had the technology to make a cigarette that would have been less likely to cause a fire, one that would go out when the smoker stopped taking puffs on it, but that the company had declined to do so for fear of losing its profits or possibly opening up the company to liability for not marketing a fire-safe cigarette sooner.
What is the fire-safe technology that's being used right now in manufacturing cigarettes?
Well, cigarette papers that have a slower burn are already being used in Europe, and Philip Morris has developed this technology. They call it Paper Select and are using it on its Merit brand. Extra bands of paper act as speed bumps along the length of the cigarette to slow down the burn rate. And tobacco control and fire safety advocates have been calling for this to be used industry-wide in this country for more than 20 years now.
All right. Thank you very much, Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
NPR's Debbie Elliott.